Uncle Waiola, would you be willing to do our morning pule to open our meeting up for us, and then we can go into roll call?
Okay.
Mahalo.
Our Father in heaven, we come before you now. We thank you for the opportunity of serving you and serving our kupuna in this capacity in the Burial Council of Big Island. We pray the blessings on us that we will be in touch with our with the spirit and with our kupuna so that we can make good decisions on how to become better and how to help in the process that we have to deal with all the time. And I pray that we have a meeting that's peaceful and not too much contention. We pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You're muted, Kaleno.
Kaleno, can I hear you?
Can I begin with our roll call? Go ahead. Clifford, you can begin with us. Oh, you're muted.
Clifford, your Desmond, audio's muted.
Member Kupono, you're muted.
Good morning, Kau.
How may I, Kau?
Waiola Higa, Hamakua.
Helena Blakemore, Puna. And we had our member Kupono was muted, but note that he is here and present.
What happened to Norman?
Yeah, what happened to me?
Where is Norman? Oh, there you are. We picture. Don't have your video.
You got to put your dues.
What's your video on, Uncle?
Which one is that?
Take the tape off the camera.
The same one you've been pressing for 8 months.
Do this. The computer doesn't watch me.
This computer is really worth a shit.
Oh. Okay, so we know Norm is here.
Yeah. We do. All right. Well, we don't have much of an agenda at all today. All we have to do really is approve our minutes. I wanted to just apologize for our chairperson. He is dealing with some family emergencies that he needs to take care of. And so we support him and we're here for him to hold that up and maybe make when we can for him and his family. He wanted to be here and he wanted to make a statement. I suggested he write something and I could read it, but I didn't receive anything from him regarding some recent news that came up on Tuesday that came out of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. But we can wait for that later. Anyway, let us begin with item number three, our minutes, approval of our minutes. I hope we all had a good chance to take a look at that before. And if there's any discussion or comments, go ahead, Member Kupono. You're muted.
Okay, how about now?
Good.
All right. So my question is that on these minutes, they make reference to an audio position on the tape, but not specifically to what has been discussed. So when we vote to accept these, we accept not directly to what happened, but what we're led to believe exists on a tape that, what? How does that work? So maybe the AG's office could render an opinion on us voting on content that is incomplete to be accepted as part of our meeting and blah, 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 if you wouldn't mind.
So as I understand the question, maybe I'm not understanding it correctly, but as I understand it, your question is whether you can approve the minutes by the recording of the meeting and not the written minutes. And if that is a question, that is what is allowed under the Sunshine Law, as long as there's those indications of when certain discussions begin, which it does have. If your question is whether or not you're approving what the decisions of the previous meeting were. You're just approving the minutes. You're not necessarily agreeing with the decisions involved. So if you voted no, for example, on a previous item, you're not approving that item now, right? You're just approving the minutes of that meeting. This is what was reflected at the meeting. And that's all that you're approving. The minutes are a reflection of what occurred at the meeting.
Thank you. But I'm led to believe that the minutes would be summarized. So we wouldn't have to go through a lengthy process of reading a lot and listening to a lot of stuff. And so the summary that's been tendered for our review and approval doesn't give us a picture of really what we spoke about or what the issues were at that time. So my problem is that if we agree to a certain procedure, why aren't we adhering to that? And if that is a function of the administration, then I default to Kea as to why we didn't get the summary as we had all voted to approve, to accept, which would be a shorter version rather than long, lengthy, typed out thing. And why wasn't that offered for our review for last month?
Oh, I can answer. So, I mean, as you all know, I changed the format of the minutes 5-6 times since I've started based on what you guys wanted. And you guys have made motions all these different times to have them written different ways. So how I'm doing it now was just based off of the most recent way that was agreed on. You know, I used to do them summarized. I wouldn't do them verbatim. I used to do them summarized and it was too long. I condensed it and it was too short. I started putting more information in and then it was too lengthy to read again. And so at the last one, you know, everybody agreed that having the audio minutes would be okay. And so I did it that way. You know, if there's another way you guys want it again, I'm happy to change it again.
Yeah. I'm happy with the way it is right now. So, we started with a brief summary of what was said during the meetings. And then I believe it was Capone wanted almost a full detailed summary. We had pages of discussion. Then we went to, the last time I remember, we voted on accepting the recordings. The only change we made last time was that I wanted the AG's comments to be in writing, because that's the source that I go and look at for information that I need. So you're right, we changed it about 5 times, but I'm real happy with the way it is for me anyway.
I just want to comment. Hang on, who's speaking?
You go ahead.
I wanted to just say that I think Kea does an excellent job given the issues that we have to address and the rest of it. But where I'm coming from is it's an issue of liability. This is why I asked for the AG's opinion. Are we liable for what we believe to be included, though, at the point where we do vote that it's not included? And if so, if the minutes are simply just an administrative function that we recognize that we had a meeting for the last month, something went on.
Go check them.
Okay.
I don't know. Norman, what? Get coffee in the wall, what's the deal? So if the AG can just address that issue of liability, because I do know that individually and collectively we are liable. And whatever the administrative process is, whatever we're led to believe, that's on us individually. So that's my personal concern relative to liability. So if the AG can render an opinion that as the minutes have been tendered for this meeting that we accept without any liability to that, I'm totally cool with that. But outside of that, then what? What are we doing and why are we doing it? So the AG, default to them for an opinion.
So to reiterate, I mean, the way that they have structured your minutes, which is the recording, that is allowed by the Sunshine Law. So that complies. So the answer to your question is that you comply with the Sunshine Law, yes. What you're discussing and what you've discussed in the past in terms of you know, verbatim minutes versus summary minutes versus the recording with the time stamps with, you know, showing what item was taken up when, that is a preference, and that is something that is, you know, that you need to work with SHPD, with Jordan folks on, because I think there is that level of workload and such. But, you know, those are things, those are more policy issues. Those are not issues that we would, that are ours to, those are not decisions that we make. Those are decisions that you make along with your staff. But all of those different ways comply with the Sunshine Law, a sufficient summary, verbatim minutes, certainly the recording would be the fullest representation of what was discussed. It's literally a recording of your entire discussion. So yes, it would comply with the timestamps that they've done.
That's if correct. I understand you clearly, then if we're following a procedure set by SHPD and approved by the AG, then the issue of liability individually and collectively as council members, we're good.
So. With the Sunshine Law, yes, correct. Yes, correct.
Viola, did you have a comment you wanted to make or a question? Okay. Thank you, Deputy AG. Clarification.
I was wondering if the Vice Chair could ask the people that's on this site, I mean, on this meeting, who they are. There's a lot of faces in here.
Sure, if we could just limit it to less than 1 minute per person, just to introduce yourself and where you're from, that would be appreciated. Thank you. Starting with Angela Neller.
Oh, aloha, good morning. My name's Angela Neller. I'm Native Hawaiian, but I live in Washington State. I work for the Wanapum Heritage Center. I do repatriation work for the Wanapum Band of Priest Rapids. And I'm just always interested in my own ancestors and what's happening. So I'm just listening in. Mahalo.
Mahalo, Angela. We have a Leslie Iaukea.
Aloha, mai kakou. Leslie Iaukea, Bureau Site Specialist for O'ahu. I'm on today to learn from the council on Hawaii Island. So mahalo for having me, as well as aloha to Uncle Desmond. Mahalo.
Hey, Les. Hey,
mahalo, Leslie. Ted Blake.
Go hug mom for me.
Okay, mahalo.
Mr. Ted Blake.
Oh, this might take a while.
1 minute, please. But you're muted.
You're muted. Keep it muted.
Yeah, really. Ted, you're muted.
You're muted. It means you gotta press the button. Kauai to get a hard time. Kauai tourism is down.
Everybody on Kauai can read lips, bro. Anyway, I sit on the Kauai Burial Council, and I'm always in contact with Haile, and we talk about what we're doing. And I said, you know, you guys are so far ahead of us in having an AG present and having, you know, I mean, we don't know who controls our board, if it's the SHPD or is this our chairman. We're just trying to go through and find out everything that, you know, the norm is or what the norm should be. And we don't have any representation at all from the Attorney General's office. We've never had an Attorney General present in our meetings, either by video or in person. How's it is?
What's up? I'm gonna go get my book in the kidney. Okay.
Mahalo, Ted Blake. Can we hear from Kahiki?
Aloha kakahi a kakako obau o kahiki Solis.
Solis.
Yes, I am Kahiki Solis. I work at SHPD as a cultural historian for the islands of Kauai and O'ahu and Ni'ihau. We've been following the Burial Council meetings, and we're very happy to attend. And thank you for having us.
Mahalo. Tamara?
Aloha mai kakou. I'm Tamara Luthi. I'm the ethnographer at SHPD, and like Kahiki, I'm here to learn more about issues pertaining to Iwi Kupuna in the community and to see if there's any way in my capacity as ethnographer that I can be helpful either to my colleagues or to the community. So thank you so much for having us here today. And I'm mostly just here to listen and learn, so thank you.
Mahalo for joining us. And then we have our illustrious Hinano.
Illustrious.
That's today. Aloha to us, Hinano.
I don't know. I see the way you guys are joking around. I'm a little bit scared now. but anyway, Hinano Rodriguez, Hana Noaumaka, State Historic Preservation Division. I'm the branch chief for the History and Culture branch. And so this burials program is under my jurisdiction. I am happy to announce that to the greatest extent possible, I'll be attending all of the Borough Council meetings, at least the next three Borough Council meetings for each of the islands to help us move forward. I know concerns are brought up and I like to resolve those concerns. Okay?
It's good to see you. Desmond?
Yeah, I just have a concern regarding Kauai. I'm surprised that the Attorney General is not in attendance with Kauai. I would suggest that we make every effort to have our AG attend every board of council, borough council meetings. That's it.
That's a good comment. We'll just stay with our introductions. I forgot to have SHPD staff introduce themselves. I apologize, though we know most of you. I know we have a new deputy AG here. I see Lauren Chun. Could you introduce yourself to us, please?
Yes, good morning. This is Lauren Chun. I've been in the Deputy Attorney General's office for almost a year now, but I haven't attended any burial council meetings. So Cindy invited me to observe and see what happens. So, good morning.
Good morning, mahalo. And then we have Kea and Christian here with us too. I'm sorry, guys, I forgot to have you introduce.
No, wait, there's another person, iPad Jojo.
Where? Oh, iPad Jojo. Yes, no picture. Hello, iPad Jojo. Aloha.
Aloha, I was muted, thank you. Yeah, I'm just interested in what's going on, especially I live in Kauai High. And some of the areas out here, we're trying to get it registered with SHPD. And so we just started that program. And some of the sites are burials. So I'm just sitting in learning, trying to find out what's going on and how you do it and what I need to know. Thank you.
Mahalo, welcome.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year.
Aloha. Yeah, I checked. 2020 is gone. 2021 is here, so we'll be okay.
All right. Mahalo, everyone, for introducing yourselves. And now perhaps we can get back to our item number 3 to look at our minutes and see if we need to make any changes. And someone can make a motion.
I move to approve.
Who is that? Des? Uncle Des?
Aye.
Okay. We have someone made a motion.
I second. Viola second.
Viola second. Oh. I know we had some discussion earlier. Do we want to have a continued discussion?
What was that? On what?
Discussion on the minutes of the motion for the approve the minutes. Shall we call for the vote then? Although
I have a comment, sorry. Yeah. I just wanted to kako what Kapono had shared earlier and mahalo to the Attorney General for bringing clarity to that. You just got to understand that through this past year, and I credit KF for trying to figure it out, the summary minutes was really lengthy, hard to read, but I like the idea that I can chime into a certain point in the recording to get more of what was going on. So I just wanted to add that. And I'm glad that the Attorney General brought clarity to point. That's it.
Yeah, I wanted to add that too. I like having the notation of where the recording is on those particular motions so it's easy for us to get to. Thank you so much, because that's really a pain to record and note. So I appreciate that, Kea. Thank you.
Call for the vote.
Okay, let's call for the vote. All those in favor of approving our minutes from December, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I think that was 4. Aye. 3, 4. All those opposed, say nay. Anyone that abstains? Okay, the motion passes. Thank you. We really don't have anything more. We have business A, Wait. I'm looking at my minutes.
You got to read the disclaimer into the record, I guess.
Yeah, the next is business four, item A, just discussion of our roles, responsibilities, information, and discussion. And I think right here, that would be where Uncle Desmond, we can add into our minutes about your concern that the AG, Deputy AG, doesn't have a presence at the Kauai Burial Council meetings. Yeah. So we can open the floor for discussion right now.
I'm glad Hinano is here, so I'm sure they'll make every arrangement to be with Kauai. I feel confident in our Attorney General, State of Hawaii, Shipti, and Attorney General's office.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons Ted Blake is sitting on this meeting, is because he has certain questions that I told him. It seems like although we both burial councils on different islands, there's different kind of procedures that they run. So one of the main questions is who can cancel a meeting, and what reasons can they cancel a meeting? Like, is it quorum, or is it agenda, or is it Shipti, or is it the chairman? You know, that's the differences in Kauai and on the Big Island. So if we could have answers to those two things, it'd be great help for not only us, but also for the guys at Kauai.
Good question, Mahalo Scott. Deputy AG?
So from a legal perspective, one of the reasons, I'll put it this way. Actually, you wouldn't need to cancel the meeting if you don't have quorum. Lack of quorum, though, does mean that all you can do for the members who are present is to take testimony. There can be no discussion. And sometimes asking questions kind of, you know, there's a fine line between questions and kind of starting to look like discussion, right? So that's one of the things, but you can't discuss the item because it's just merely to hear from the testifiers. It's very limited. So you can do that, but a lot of boards and commissions, to be efficient and maybe not to have any confusion from the folks that attend that there might be a decision that's made, they make the decision to cancel the meeting. That is something that I believe, and Hinano can correct me if I'm wrong, Hinano or Jordan, but I think that is something that generally that chair makes the decision on, I believe.
Yeah, so this is Hinano. So that's true. Because each burial council is autonomous of the other, each island runs their burial council the way they see fit, provided they're within the law. Only the chair can cancel a meeting ahead of the meeting. The SHPD staff is the one who does the actual notification of the cancellation, but they do not at all make the decision to cancel the meeting. It is always the chair, and if the chair is not available, would be the vice chair.
You gotta get that message across to Kauai. SHPD announces the meeting and cancels the meeting. Mm-hmm. And can you have a meeting without a quorum and not talk about other things? Like, you know, maybe we're talking, you know, just somebody comes up with the burial sites that aren't being cared for at resorts and stuff. Can we talk about that kind of stuff, or you can't have a meeting at all?
Without quorum, you cannot discuss
anything.
Well, board matters, which sounds like from what you're describing would include that. Yes, that's okay. Correct.
Right. Oh, I have a question. If you don't have a quorum, you still can conduct business, but you cannot vote on it.
Yes. No.
No, you cannot. No. You can't discuss items. It's not just merely a matter of. You can't vote on a decision. You cannot discuss board business. Without a quorum, all you can do is take testimony. And that is why most, I would say from what I've seen, anyway, I can say from what I've seen, most chairs make the decision to cancel the meeting for that reason, because all you can do is take testimony. So there is no discussion even that can happen.
Can we go into executive session to discuss something so we can move the agenda forward and pass it over to the new old business or new business the next meeting, just to be more efficient in its time and place?
Unfortunately not, because that's still a discussion. Again, if it's not somebody testifying before the members that are present, anything other than that, very limited purpose, you cannot do. So executive session with your attorney, for example, you could not do that. That's correct. Without a quorum.
So when we get a notice, there's a meeting coming up asking for quorum. If we don't have a quorum, then I require Shifty to let us know 2 weeks ahead of time that if we don't have a quorum, might as well cancel so we can readjust our schedules. Is that correct?
And also, sorry, to kind of circle back on that question, though, the other reason why you couldn't have an executive session is that you need a majority of your members and no less than 2/3 of the members present. And so for that reason as well, you could not enter into executive session. So there's multiple reasons why that cannot happen in the scenario that we're discussing.
Yeah, Malafa, I'm just looking for multiple reasons that we can conduct.
Mr. Capone?
Conduct business.
Given that the neighbor islands are here because they don't have sufficient representation on their individual island, and how the current Hawaii statute limits us, or Robert's Rules of Order, whatever that might be, it would appear that there's a constitutional question here, freedom of speech, that the AG is mandated to have to address. Right. And it would appear by setting a precedent how this meeting is being conducted. Why aren't all burial council members allowed to meet collectively so that we can share amongst one another what we're finding on our own island, the inequities and then the positive things that Shifty is doing, something that we personally know that Kea might be doing that might help out another island, their administration. Why aren't we doing that? Why are we caught up in a lot of these administrative bullshit things that amounts to nothing? And we have concerns in every island. Maui has a huge concern that's going on there constantly. We hear about this through the grapevine. Here on the big island, the EV that's found on Maui that they can't make claim to because of why? Would these be the Kekoa that came from Moku'oke'awe to Moku'opi'ilani to battle? And so the lineal descendants on the big island would have a right to make that claim. And me representing Hilo, where Kamehameha and that are, it would seem logical to me that we need to follow this thing through and not just cover it up in some type of convenient administrative procedure that might meet some short administrative progress. When we have NAGPRA at the federal level, we've got the constitution that supports what we're doing. So it would appear to me that we can raise the level of proficiency and professionalism by inviting all the burial council members to have a meeting. And if this meeting is only specific to the issues on each and every island, then we should have a conference of all the neighbor island commissioners or council members together so we can share as to what our problems are individually and how collectively we can serve the community that we represent. Other than that, it's just this administrative shuffle back and forth bullshit that we're all tired of. And it would appear to me as a taxpayer, more frustrated, our return on our investment in government that we're not seeing. And as Kanaka Ma'oli, we're here for a reason, not our individual egos, but the community that we represent. And so this Lahui action of everybody coming together, I totally support that. And so Hinano, you know, respect to you. And also Hinano on the side, my aloha to your mom. We go back to Maui land and Pine Days. So much aloha for your mom, plenty, plenty. So that we can all come together as one unified body to improve the condition for everyone, for the state, for the people that are concerned, the descendants, lineal culture, whatever that might be, that we might be an example to continental United States, how are they dealing with their issues? Because we're all coming under the same federal law. We all have the same constitution available to us. So that's my only comment. And again, mahalo to the Neighbor Island people who are coming to our meeting. Mahalo to you.
Mahalo, Clifford. Scott?
Yeah, I want to get back to quorum. So now, the main, seem like it's always the same. We have a 9-member council. We have never had 9 members. We always short. If we need 2 guys, by the time we get those 2 guys, 2 guys term out. So I was just wondering, Hilano, how are we doing on the nominations of filling in the slots that we lack? Because every time if we have 9, we 5 is the quorum, you know, but we only have 7. So we sort of like short on the count sometimes. So I just wondering if Hilano could address how the borough councils are moving on filling slots.
Yeah, so now that the legislature has started, I'm working with the boards and commissions. We've had a series of telephone conversations on making the nominations for this session. That's a specific statement there, but generally speaking, in an umbrella sense, we have always had problems finding nominees. It's very difficult to find people who actually want to serve. And that's where we tend to rely on you guys, if you guys know anybody else. And you yourself have been very helpful in finding people. Yeah, but that's an exception. That's an exception for Hawaii Island. You guys tend to have more members consistently than any of the other islands. And again, I'm not passing the buck onto the borough council, but it really helped when the borough council members can help us find people to serve. It's a volunteer position. Sometimes the meetings go on for a long time, and it's very difficult for people who do volunteer to give that kind of commitment and dedication.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
The governor has had OHA's list since November for confirmation, and then it has to go to the Senate hearing. He's had this list a long time. We got 5 open spaces on Kauai, and we got 5 guys to fill it that OHA selected, but we're still short. And the tie-up is having the governor say okay and just pass that on to the Senate Hawaiian Affairs Committee. Done deal. I don't know why it takes so long. It's not that far, I think, from office to office, yeah?
Yeah, so this is how the process works. People are nominated. OHA has a legal right to nominate 20% of the members serving. So OHA, the last discussion, they had it in, I think it was November 10, and then on December 2nd, they finalized their list. So those names are sent over to the boards and commissions office, and the boards and commissions office actually decide. It's a governor's prerogative to decide who serves on his boards and commissions. So it goes to that office. They decide who they're going to send to the Senate. Now, this is where it's a really tricky game, because if you send a name to the Senate and the Senate does not confirm that name, by the time the Hawaii State Legislature is over, which is right about, I think, the second week of May, that nomination that has not been confirmed by the Senate can die. And we don't want that to happen. So we want to make sure that when names go to the Senate for confirmation, and or if people are named as interim members, that's going to survive the process. So Teddy, little bit tricky. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it really speaks in volumes, and no disrespect to our state workers, but it's the same process that we've been struggling with for over 100 years. We're here to represent our iwi kupuna in a traditional sense, yet we get roadblocked. I mean, you know, it's something that we've have to be dealing with for the longest time. Is this road, the state of Hawaii roadblock that, you know, we're trying to operate in a Hawaiian sense, yet we get roadblocked by, you know, and it's really frustrating. It started in Honokahau. All of a sudden the state of Hawaii steps in and they had no regulation, they had no mana, or they had no plan for that. And you know, we're having this discussion again. I mean, it forces me with this Hawaii group that we adjourned, and we go on another Zoom. And we're not the only one not following the Constitution. The state of Hawaii is the very one not following the original intent of the law of the Constitution. And it's really hard when you get handcuffed, when you want to move forward for Okupuna. Here in the Big Island, we have, you know, I got to go out into the district to visit with the people, how to teach them how to get on a Zoom. You know, it really handcuffs us as a burial council. So when we ask people to come on board, it goes, oh, they don't do nothing. It's really slow, the process. And that's the discussion. I believe all of my council members from the Big Island, from Kauai, they can agree with that. That's why I asked that question earlier to the Attorney General, is that, you know, if we don't have a quorum, we need to conduct business yet not vote on it. If that's the case, then we're going to go on another Zoom and we're going to talk about it, so that the next time the meeting comes on, we're not spending a whole lot of time trying to discuss it all over again. I think we want to be very efficient for our Iwi Kupuna and our people, our Lahui. But we keep getting these roadblocks, and I understand the laws of the land, the very constitution that the state of Hawaii don't follow. Let alone the great nation of America.
Excuse me. Can we speak to like a positive outcome? We all got the problem. But here's my suggestion. If every council on every island proposed members, and this went to the state, and you know, I would appreciate an opinion from you. If the council members make a recommendation for a person, that would appear to me that this island is supporting a particular member that they want, where the governor would pay more attention to that, and that we would follow up to make sure their resumes and all that stuff that's necessary in order for you guys to do the review, so it's not just some crazy person, but that would move forward. That's what I see. Given the complexity of the bureaucracy, that would shorten the time, that would be a consensus of a particular island, what they believe, coming from the existing council. And if you would accept that, and with AG seeing that we would do the, like for this example, Kea would do the background investigation to make sure people are who they say they are, and submit that, would that further the process, increase that population of like minds, so we can move forward constructively, speaking to a positive outcome, rather than bitching about the problems of the last 200 years?
That would be of great help.
I got a question for you, Inano.
Yes.
You know about the guys that applied for burial council on Kauai? SHPD knows?
Yes. Yes.
Did you know from getting a list from OHA or?
OHA gave us a preliminary list on December 2nd. OHA gave us their final list yesterday.
Okay, no, but is it? Because when we need to fill a vacancy, everybody just goes to OHA. You know, I've never had any instruction in a meeting. SHPD has a say in who gets, you know, they can recommend a nominee for the council. I thought it was all OHA. So all the ones we got, I don't know if they doubled on SHPD and OHA, but I know OHA's got five positions because we got five open positions.
So people do not have to go through OHA to put their name on the list for nominations. As it relates to all boards and commissions, you can actually simply go online and apply online. And there's no gateway through OHA. The reason why OHA is there, and it's a good thing, is that they're entitled to 20. They're entitled to not less than 20%. OHA's recommendations and our recommendations are always on par. it's usually the same. Okay. And
but I'm sorry, we got four open positions. So one guy's gone, we need more quorum.
Yeah.
And we've had last year, we had a meeting in January, in February, and November. Everything else was canceled because no more quorum. Or no more agenda items. By SHPD, not by the chair.
Yeah, and I was going to answer that question for you a couple minutes ago when you first asked. I will check on that. Normally, I know I have in the past, normally I tell my staff that they have to send an email to the chair and the chair needs to respond. And then that way we have evidence that it was a chair that canceled the meeting and it was an SHPD. But because you brought it up, I'll check on it.
We've had this conversation before when you were the last time you were at a Kauai meeting a few years ago.
Yeah. So I will check whether or not it was the chair that canceled the meetings for.
I'll send you the cancellations. I'll send you the ask for if you come into the meeting and the cancellations of who canceled it. Never has been canceled by the chair ever.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So let's separate the process here. The chair makes the decision to cancel, but SHPD sends out the email to notify cancellation. So those are two different decisions being made. So let me check on that.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Scott, did you have a question or comment?
Well, I was wondering if, directing to Cindy now, the process of confirmation for all these nominees, for all the boards, all of them, commissions and stuff, is basically the same, right? Goes from applying to the governor's office to the Senate for confirmation. Are they all the same or can we make adjustments to just the borough council on the process?
I can't speak to every single board and commission of the state. The ones that I'm familiar with, the boards and commissions do require confirmation by the Senate, yes. That is by statute, I believe. Yes, that's correct. And to Clifford's point about having comments made by, or having a recommendation or words of support for a particular applicant or nominee to the burial council. I think that might fall outside of the burial council's scope, but I think to accomplish the same exact point would be that each individual member, right, could write a letter of support or somehow support that nominee or appointee. But I think as a motion and an action of the bear council, that seems to fall outside of perhaps the scope of your responsibilities as set out in the statute and the rules.
I have one more question for you on the selection. Is the selection for the water board, for the ethics committee, all these guys take the same amount of time as the burial council one to get through the governor and the state? I don't think so.
I don't know because I'm not involved in that appointment process. I will say that the water commission though does have a somewhat lengthy process because they do have to, before the list, the shortlist goes to the governor, there is actually a nominating committee that takes up all the applicants. So there is that extra step in the process. I'm not sure what kind of time that it's a sunshine meeting. So obviously it has those timing issues, but I will say that that's an additional step. That's a step that you have different steps, right? You have the step that OHA is involved. So everyone's, I think, you know, not everybody has the exact same process necessarily.
Well, you know, the Water Rights Commission is usually for the sunshine law. It's usually cloudy and rainy. And we know what happens to the Water Commission.
Well, no,
the thing fighting Water Commission. Sorry.
The reason I'm asking is you can read about a water commissioner resigning or terming out, And the next month, you can read about the guy who took his place. In a burial council, the guy might be dead before he gets appointed. You know, it takes that long. And it's really, you know, it's just like you're a second thought. You know, we get to you when we get time. And time is of the essence with us, especially when you only get five guys on a committee right now. You know, and it's been like that for months. So it's a big thing with us. And it's, you know, was the same thing for a number of years on Kauai. And when I talk to Haile about what happens on a big island, I went, oh my God, you guys in the 20th century. We're still back with before Captain Cook came, I think.
Viola?
I have a question for Hinano.
Yes.
You know, you said OHA can nominate 20% of the board members. Is that per island or total?
Per burial council.
Per burial. So even like for Kauai, then the OHA can only nominate one of those five. I'm just asking.
No, you use the number nine. Use the number nine rather than
five. Okay.
Yeah. You know, anybody can apply. You know, and everybody's, I think, treated fairly. So if you guys know people, just tell them to apply. Just go, don't have to go through OHA, don't have to go to me. Just go straight to boards and commissions online. And as a side note, compared to maybe 3 or 4 years ago, you have to apply online. In the old days, you could just apply with us and we would send your application over to boards and commissions. You still apply with us, but you still got to apply with them. And everything's done online. This is just a personal comment that I'm making and not necessarily as a representative of SHPD, but it seems as though everybody's frustrated with rules. And the way to change, we at SHPD cannot change the rules. We have to work within the rules and the law. But remember the legislative process, that if there's, and I was listening to Desmond, you know, there is all this frustration because there's a disagreement with certain rules. Those rules are changed through the legislative process. And so, you know, I understand exactly what you guys are saying. So if you want to change the rules, go through the legislative process and change the rules. You cannot come to us and say change the rules, because you remember the three branches of a democratic form of government: legislative, judicial, and executive. We work for the executive and we carry out the laws, but it seems as though everybody's upset with the laws. So change the laws itself.
Yes, Mr. Capono, you're muted. You're muted.
Okay, now. So it would appear to me that if there was an incentive for people to participate, we would have a larger potential audience. And that would come, I would believe, from collaboration with SHPD and the Attorney General's office. What can we do within our scope to have more people participating? This 20% limitation rule on OHA, I think it also applies to developers, that they also have a right to sit at this council. But without any incentive, why would people do that? My mother was on the board council on Maui, and she would tell me about what was going on. I just thought it was absolutely nuts. And when I was asked to be on this council, I didn't want to be on it, just so straight up. But the person that was asking me is a friend of mine, and I did that as a favor to him. But this council does not have a good reputation statewide. And we need to incentivize somehow, some way, to get better people on this commission to bring a better, predictable, positive outcome for everyone. So how can we really, you know, Lokahi, you know, get on the same canoe, the same everything? That's what I would like to see, and whatever I can do to help push that forward, I want to put my energy towards that.
I wanted to clear up. We got five open spaces, four open spaces. But how does the process, this, it's just right now it's at the governor, no, OHA got to do a minimum of 20%, or they only got 20% they can recommend of the board?
No, they can recommend as many people as they want, and they normally do that. Okay. Yeah, the 20% is a minimum that they're entitled to, but they can recommend as many as they want.
Thank you.
Sure.
I have a question. Can I take my va'a, take Leslie, and go to Kauai and fill the quorum? QK.
We don't like you delay our meeting, bro.
Well, I'm gonna be Kapono for that one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Uncle Norman's been calling me. He wants to discuss, but he can't get his camera to work, so I think he can't raise his hand.
Plus, he's still muted.
Yeah, I told him if he unmutes, we can still hear him. So, you know, just if you could call on Uncle Norman.
Okay. Uncle Norm, I see you're unmuted now. Please go ahead. You have the
floor. Hello. Aloha. Must be, you know, like the camera don't like show my picture. I must be ugly or something.
Yeah. You gotta brush your hair.
Yeah. Anyway, I like to speak to him. I don't know. You guys, we, as far as these nominations, I have recommended people to OHA and to that other
boards and commissions. Yeah.
Yeah, boards and commission. They did apply. They did. You know, it's almost 1 year already that they applied, and they haven't heard nothing back. I mean, we have two openings, and also I saw on OHA's paper in about last year, April or so, that OHA approved a lady from Honokaa, but she was never put on board. So what do you know about that?
Do you know what the name of the lady was?
No, I gave it to Kia. It's
okay. Okay. Norman, so I just gonna answer your question generally. Yeah. So what had happened last year was COVID.
Yeah, this was before COVID, way before.
Yeah. COVID. Yeah. So COVID occurs, and what it does is it affects the ability of the legislature to be more efficient. And so I don't know if you noticed, but only two borough council members were confirmed by the Senate last year. And those two, this wasn't preference, those two were Maui. And the reason for that is because they were close to losing quorum. But what it the COVID affected that process last year. Hopefully, and I'm not gonna say hopefully, I'm almost sure that it won't have the same effect this year.
You know, also OHA in the paper, they took a vote on all of our board members that was coming up for a reappointment, and they voted us down. They rejected our appointments, all of us on the Hawaii Borough Council.
And who was that who voted you guys down?
The trustees. The trustees of OHA. I don't know if you have availability to the past issues of last year, but you know, I even mentioned that to Kia, and Kia, he saw that papers, you know, like the ladies' appointment and also the appointment of reappointment of all our borough council members. You know, I can Kale can attest to that.
Yeah, I want to see that, but just keep in mind that OHA does not do the nominations. Don't do the final nominations yet. It comes from boards and commissions, not OHA.
Okay.
I'd like to see that document. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Maybe Kia can still have that documents. I don't know. That OHA papers. It's in the OHA paper.
Okay.
I just wanted to speak because I work for OHA in the land division. And I'm in communication with compliance and advocacy. And Uncle Norm, I have not heard anything like that. It's been the opposite. They've reached out to me to see when our terms are coming close to an end to see if we're interested in reappointing ourselves and making sure that we apply. So it's the opposite of what you are stating. I haven't heard anything like that. I also don't think the Board of Trustees has the authority to dictate that.
Maybe Kia can verify the conversation I had with him. You know, Kale, can you tell these guys that I'm not full of bull?
Okay, so I think what Uncle's talking about is there was, you know, last year OHA did put in their paper that they were going to be nominating somebody. So, you know, Uncle, like what Hinano was saying, they're just saying that they're going to nominate somebody. They're just notifying. They're just putting it in the paper that they found somebody that they would like to submit to the boards and commissions office. So, you know, that doesn't mean that person was able to move forward in that process. And then I think the second part, I think, you know, it was just kind of a discussion about, I don't really remember too much, but I do remember reading something about OHA, one of their meetings, the Board of Trustee meetings, and they were voting on certain people. I do think it was whether or not the Board of Trustees wanted to move forward with nominating certain people. And I think I did see that they did vote no on someone or a few people. I don't really remember, but you know, I don't know how OHA conducts business. So, you know, I think Kalena would probably know better.
They have the sunshine law. It's all posted on the internet, so you can be you. They have to put it up publicly, so you can watch the meetings. Anyway, I wanted to mention one thing. Well, not actually two things. The legislation and how we have to make changes through the ledge, and that's like moving through Mauna Kea's to me. You know, I visualize all of us down at the bottom of the base, like pushing to just get really simple things changed, like filling those seats and being able to nominate and pick people. The other thing that from the very beginning when we started this conversation that, you know, makes me feel concerned for our beneficiaries, the people that we represent, is if we don't have a quorum and we're not able to have something on the agenda that we can discuss, I feel like sometimes when we invite people from the outside who come in, who have a concern, but they're too afraid to, they don't know how to bring it up yet or how to address it, that this is a place where they can come and sort of see what's happening and what's going on. And if they didn't have the chutzpah and the knowledge of how to get on the agenda, they're coming and they're looking and they're watching our process. And I feel like if we don't have anything and we have leftover time, whether we vote on it or not, because I get that we can't vote on it, but I think we have to have time to hear people. You know, the people in our community who have concerns. And even if we can't vote on something, at least we can direct them and write it down and all of us are listening and we hear it and we can advocate for them and say, okay, all right, you know, now we'll put this on the agenda for next month. Otherwise, if we don't have that opportunity, it means all of us in our districts have to have intimate relationships with our community. and have to be always there on call. Uncle Des knows we've been out there a few times, you know, on our own to make sure that our community and our beneficiaries who are protecting their Ibi Kupuna feel supported by us. And I just wish there was a way that it was more open and inclusive so that I don't have to have private conversations with people on the weekend about the process, that they can come and with no fear and no shame and just say, I'm confused, or how do I do this? How do I bring this up? And we there as a collective group can support them. And whether we can vote on a motion or not, I just wish that we could be those, that kind of board at the end of the day where we can't have a meeting and we have no quorum, at least we can listen to our community, you know, and we can put it a set time. Okay, we're gonna have an hour of people to free associate who have questions or thoughts or need some guidance. I would like to be able to do that. And if I have to, if that means we have to go to the ledge to change the rules so we can just listen to our community and our people, it just makes like that shackles on feeling, you know, more intensified. So I just wanted to say that about listening to our community and our people, making them feel supported, letting them know that we are here for them in all kinds of ways, not just this clinical, you know, paper law kind of way, but in a more spiritual community sense. Yes, Mr. Kipono.
You're speaking to this problem, this administrative combined with the legal problem through the legislature. It would appear to me that we need an audit, and that audit should come from the AG's office. And they would be able to determine where the inequities are given the statutes that allow us to even exist. And so that we don't have to be pushing this thing back and forth with no outcome. And so if an investigation or an audit is warranted, then how does that happen? Does it come from the very council itself? Does it come from the chair? Is it an interesting consultation with Nano that that happens so that we correct the fallacies and not really holding anyone in particular accountable, responsible, but we look to improve the process that would be incentive for more people to participate. So I don't know, should that be a motion or a motion for some type of consideration for an audit and a process that is inclusive for an outcome? So I don't get all the administrative stuff, you know, like how this works and the Robert's rules and whatever, so I'm at a loss at that. But I would like to see us get a higher authority to do a audit to find out where these inconsistencies are and some type of positive framework that includes everyone for everyone's benefit moving forward. That can be done today. I think we've accomplished something. So, thank you.
I think, can I say something? I think what we need is like a Borough Council convention, like the Constitutional Convention. They made law, new laws, changed laws, and we need something like that, constitutional one, Borough Council Convention, that we can change laws and amend laws. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
I go back to Hinano when you talk about the executive branch. He works within the parameters of the rules and regs, whatever that controls. That's where he stays, and that's where I'm at too. I just work with whatever rules. I'm not worried about liability. I'm not worried about responsibility and all these audits and stuff like that. All I care about is the EV. So I just, with the EV in mind, my number one purpose is the EV, and I work with the rules that I'm given to protect it. So that's my concern. And getting back to Norman, this is almost the start of a convention because, you know, I invited the Kauai guys over to visit us. So now it helped them, it helped us, and eventually maybe we can have a big Zoom with all the borough councils, and that, you know, you don't have to meet them in person. But we can all sit down and discuss problems and learn from each other, the mistakes or the good things that have happened for all of us. So That's a good idea, but you know, the Zoom is a perfect way to do stuff like that now, bringing in other burial councils and learning, because I'm sure Ted learned a lot. Right, Ted?
It's because of you, bro.
You know that, not Desmond, huh?
No, why all I
can, can we just move on?
Yeah, quiet.
We have been going for...
I think Hinama regrets being here, I think.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of had his blood.
That's what I mean. You better get back to work, bro. Oh, this is work. Suck, they're getting paid.
But, you know, I took this job back in 2006, and I have to admit, Hawaii Island was always like this. All the way back then, you know, the meetings, everybody kind of took jabs at each other.
Oh,
so I guess just, nothing changed.
Oh, just don't bring anybody within 6 feet. All right.
Yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Yes.
Colin, I have a question. Aren't we supposed to read that disclaimer into the record?
I don't have it.
The rules? It's in our agenda.
The disclaimer of what?
I'm just asking the rules and regs. Nale always read that into the minutes.
Oh, sure. Okay, I'll do that.
I'll leave it up to Attorney General if...
Sure, business... And under business, item A, discussion on Hawaii Island Burial Council membership roles and responsibilities, information and discussion on the above item. The council may elect to go into executive session pursuant to HRS 92-5A4 to consult with the council's attorney on questions and issues pertaining to the council's powers, duties, privileges, immunities, and liabilities. So I should have done that an hour ago, Kalamai.
We've been on for an hour?
Gosh. Yeah, we have, Uncle. It's 10:30. So maybe we shall move to number five, announcements. The next HIBC meeting is Thursday, February 18th, 2021, 9:30, location to be determined.
Maybe we should give our guests an opportunity to speak since Ted has been dominating the conversation and discussions.
Yeah,
we should. I'd like to hear from Dr. Leslie Yaokia.
Oh, the pressure. Wow. Oh, Uncle. Okay.
Your mask. Okay. Your Galaxy of Wow.
So when the security come, I will put them back up real quick. Mahalo for the kuka and for listening to each other. I mahalo you guys for being respectful to each other. I love this dialogue and love listening to you guys. For me, I just see that it's all about Iwi Kupuna. It's about all of us together, working together, and that we all have to take up different positions to make it all happen for our Iwi and our Lahui. So I just mahalo you guys. I agree with everyone. I kakao you guys. We're all just trying to do what's right after our history of occupation. And as we all are mindful of where we come from today. And so today, this is just a form of showing our sovereignty and in trying to protect our iwi kupuna. So that's where I stand on Oahu. We do have a lot of things happening, as you may have heard, may not have heard. And I try my best to mamama the council. We do have loud voices. And so I try my best. And I try to be humble. And so in moving forward, we have a lot to do together. And that's how it should be, to, I guess, do what you guys are doing, to have respect for each other and to move forward together. So I mahalo you guys for showing that example to me. And, you know, we just had our meeting a week ago and we had about 70 people on it. Mm-hmm. And not always people want to speak, and that's okay. And the ones that do want to speak, sometimes you don't want them to speak, and that's okay. but at the end of the day, I learn a lot from everybody, and I'm just stoked to be working within my Lahui and helping everybody, again, moving forward and helping, you know, our ancestry. And, you know, I don't know what else to say, but Eholomo. And I'll try to be here for every meeting just to learn some things I did learn from you all today. And I'm just so humbled to be amongst you all. And, you know, I grew up around Uncle Desmond on Maui. So no Maui Mayao, you know, Ahupua'a o Honoula. And so, you know, paddling canoe, and Uncle Desmond was my mom's coach. My mom paddled canoe at marathon. So yeah, we just, I love Uncle Desmond. So when I heard that he was on a council, oh, so awesome. And then all you guys have some familiar names, and I just mahalo you guys. I never met you guys before, but I've heard your names. And so I just mahalo you for your work. And I hope to meet you in person someday. But yeah, as we move forward, let's get to know each other. You'll probably be seeing me. And don't call me out next time, okay? I just want to sit here and be quiet. I don't like my picture on here. Okay, uncle?
love you, baby. You know, she's the blood, love you too. She's the bloodline of the bull. If you know your...
nobody knows. Love you, baby. Okay, love you too. Aloha, you guys. Mahalo.
Did we get like a couple more guests? Three more guests. Kalena.
Jojo Tanimoto has her hand raised.
Jojo.
Aloha, everybody. Thank you for allowing me to speak. I mean, it's not on the agenda or whatever. What I wanted to bring up is that our community in Kauai High, way back about 30, 40 years ago, the people that got leases here felt that we should save whatever historic sites we can in Kauai High, because that's where Kauai Kamehameha came. He made the heiau at Pukohola. So all of the sites around here, the people then said, let's try. So I've been away from that for a long time. But now it's coming up again. We are getting all of these murmuring in the community about trying to actually do it, like the burial sites and stuff, before Hawaiian Homes starts giving out commercial leases close mm-hmm. to those properties out there. So it's kind of coming up for the last couple of years. But now we have like teachers. They teach in the school. And then homework is go look for this. And they come back and they go, kumu, no more. Like we had one, Scotty, I'm going to pull out Hokuloa. Hokuloa is behind Anna's ranch. It's a pu'u. And when the military came in, they had this Buster Brown came in, and the military people, they kind of wanted to support him, so they renamed it. And so there's this tourist sign that went up, and it says the pu'u's name is Buster Brown. So our community said, because the teacher said, how the students go up there, they cannot find what we gave them for homework. Wait, that's an example. So now Hawaiian Homes is into this thing about using lands that are not being used, try to figure out a way to make income. So little by little, people are going, ooh, what about the burial sites down there, like the Isaac Davis crypt, like the Kaniho Cemetery in the Kahua Ranch? Nobody can find them. And what about the this, that, whatever? So it's coming up now where the teachers teach and then no more, or there's no access to get there. And there's other things too, but those are the burials that I'm talking about that I'm bringing up right now. The other sites, we're trying to work on that, agree to what sites we still got. So, you know, it's now like it's in a movement session, which sites they want to keep. But I just wanted to share with you that I might be back, because these things seem to be important in our community. Mahalo.
Heo makali'i.
Mahalo.
Kahiki. Sorry, Kalena.
Aloha, Kako.
Aloha.
I just wanted to say that since we began teleworking, it has given us this wonderful opportunity to attend other island burial council meetings. So this is what we've been doing. And we've been learning a lot about how each council works and each chairperson and their roles. And it's very interesting to see how our Lahui is engaging. And I believe strongly in this process of consultation, people speaking face to face. And this has changed so much in just 1 year. And I think it has given us great opportunities to be able to reach out to others. So if you have anyone you know, if you attend Hawaiian Civic meetings, you can always give the link. You know, you can say check with Shipti monthly. You know, the agendas are placed and the links are there. Let them know, take a picture with their phone, and then they can click on the link. And if they're prompted to, they can join the meeting, you know, just to explain a brief process, or they can just check monthly the agendas. And I think that's a great way for us to be able to reach out more to other people, the way that many of you have spoken of, just to communicating to them, to people in your community, word of mouth, that they can come and they can engage and be a part of this process. So I just appreciate so much. I'm sorry to be so long-winded. I just appreciate so much how diplomatic your Hawaii Island Burial Council is and how kind you all have been to us through some very stressful times that we have all shared. And I think our main mana'o is Malama Iwi Kupuna. And I know my colleagues, we all deeply, deeply feel this. And that's why we're here. You know, some of us have been subject to some very, very difficult social situations. And our main focus and our main mana'o, I can tell you with all of my coworkers, is to take care of our iwi kupuna. So thank you for listening and for giving us the opportunity to participate. Oia vale no mahalo.
Mahalo kahiki. Mahalo kahiki. Last but not least, Tamara, she looks excited. She wants to share. She has a lengthy presentation.
I luckily don't have a lengthy presentation. I think Kahiki said it really well. One of the things I was thinking about, though, is Auntie Kalena brought up the fact that a lot of times community members might show up and they have concerns on their minds that they maybe don't know exactly how they can fit into the process, and they come to the meeting and they're observing. And I know that if there's not quorum for the burial council members, that it might pose a challenge for that discussion. But what would it be possible to just simply put on an extra agenda item that's like free conversation with community members who have issues to bring up? And that I know you perhaps if there wasn't quorum, there wouldn't be the opportunity to vote on those issues or do anything other than apparently ask questions, but it might at least give people the opportunity to, even if there's not quorum, have, you know, present this and say this is something that could go on the agenda next time.
Testimony.
Yeah, exactly. And just leave that opportunity. I mean, as long as it's agendized, you can have it, right? I mean, I'm so new to the process. I apologize if that doesn't function the way I'm suggesting it could function, or perhaps our wonderful deputy attorney generals can give us a little more clarity on that point. And then I also, I really support the idea that maybe there could be some kind of virtual burial council summit. I think there has been in the past. It's just been a long time. So again, Hinano could maybe provide more clarity on that one too. But I just really want to thank all of you for allowing us to attend, and you know, in whatever way I can offer support, I'm happy to do so. Yeah, and like Kahiki said, it's wonderful to see everyone here just being so kind and laughing, and even though it's a very, very serious issue, you know, I think that it's great to see that kind of spirit, and hopefully we can all come together and be better stewards of Ibi Kupuna. So thank you.
Well, I have a comment. Yeah, I just wanted to, since we have all these visitors, just going back to when I went out to Kau and visited with Mary Paris. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to share this or not, but I'm going to share it. I don't care if it's on the recording. So I met with like four different families, and I had said, I'm glad Hinano is here. So they had tried, you know, filing the paperwork on their own. So I met with them at Cooper Center in Volcano. And there were seven families that came. They were concerned about, they found Ibi Kupuna throughout the years and didn't know the process. So I'm glad Hinano is here, because I have, and I'm going to ask Kalena to come with me the next one, or whoever wants to, Scott, since we're out in Kau, that just going to walk them through the process. And then hopefully Hinano gets a flood of applications. Also Kia and Christian. But it was important to get out there into the community, because it was really funny, because there's a lot of Kupuna and they were actually yelling. But because we were distant, and Pepe Aukuli, and you know, it was so funny. It sounded, my other friend says, you guys are right in there. You sound like you guys mad at each other. I goes, no, but Pepe Aukuli, no can hear. So really loud, yeah. But you know, it's something that we can do as council members to get out there. I made myself available to come talk story, show them the process, the website, and you know, especially it's a good thing they have more opunas that can help them with the process. So it's important to keep that in mind. So yeah, but mahalo. I like okay, I'm muting.
I'd like to say something. I like to kind of talk about that adding stuff on the agenda. I'm really tried to, I asked about it a few times. When I was with the Carpenters Union as the chairman of the Kona District, I put on the, on our meetings, our agenda, we had a part that was said that new business and old business on the agenda. And we would use that to kind of like talk about, you know, give us the avenue to speak, you know? So I think we need something like that, you know, new business, old business. And we need more things added onto our agenda, you know, not just only business, you know, we need something that we can freely talk. I know a lot of times we talk and then they say, oh, why are we talking about this? Not on the agenda. So, you know, we need to do something, and we need to do something real quick. Thank you.
Uncle Norm, Scott. And then I wanted our deputy AG, Cindy, to respond to whether we can add a loose item like that at the end of our agenda. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, I think we've got to say, that's why you have an agenda. And then like Desmond, you brought up, you know, teaching the people how to get on the agenda is the way to do it. You cannot just have an open forum where we can just talk about anything, because that meeting can go on for days and we still have no, we can't even vote on it, on all the discussions that 20 people might be on this site explaining, and we don't even understand. So the agenda, the process is set already. You know, they have the rules and stuff set up where they can come on the agenda and they can talk all they like freely, and we can discuss with them and try and help them solve the problem. And and you talk about process. Just, I suggested, since there's two of us in Kau and two of us in Hamakua, you know, that maybe since I live in Kohala, I can move to the slot in Kohala. Even that is a process that ran into problems. I couldn't even get past first base, you know, because it had to go all the way to the Senate, but they have changed me to another district where nobody's representing. So the process is, you know, and but you know, we cannot change them unless, you know, we go to the ledge and try and make changes that way. But you know, that's a hard process. So anyway, that's all I got to say.
Oh, Scott, to add to that, we could always put a time limit if we did add that on the end of our agenda that say, you know, each individual would have like a 2-minute time to bring their issue forward. And so we could hear it at least, you know, and that way it's not an ongoing, we're there for 8 hours with an open agenda. Just a little 2 cents to add in. Deputy AG, could you respond to that? Thank you.
Thank you. So an open-ended item like new business or old business without any clarification of what those items are or, you know, free discussion or something like that. Those have all been things that have actually been that have all been raised to the Office of Information Practices, which is a state agency that interprets the Sunshine Law and that has that role of providing that advice. They give advisory opinions when they're asked to and so forth. They have come out and said that broad agenda items are not sufficient. It has to have some level of specificity in order to let the reader of the agenda know what is going to be discussed with some, you know, level of specificity so that they know. And I think, you know, one way to think about it is that, you know, on the one hand, you have the folks that you have folks that have concerns and that want things to be discussed, right? Certain matters. But the other aspect of that is that there's other folks, right, that are interested in those matters that might not know that you will be discussing those matters. So the agenda gives them the opportunity to know that you are going to be discussing it, get prepared to the extent that they need to, right? Know that they need to be at the meeting or be on the Zoom meeting or if they want to provide testimony or if they want to submit written testimony, they have the opportunity to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
I got one suggestion that we can do. A lot of this stuff has to go to the legislature and we let it go through the process it goes now, which is slower than a boat going backwards. Every council has important senators and representatives on the island. We'll tag these guys. Tag these, and you know, have a group when you know you have one representative from each burial council, but you guys keep in contact. And we nail our legislative staff, legislative officials on each island. But that's, I mean, everything ends up over there and we're going in a very circuitous route to get there.
Circuitous, I am. That's a good point though.
Yeah,
I mean, to create an advocacy group to make sure we can do our due diligence to Malama Ivi Kupuna.
Let them bend their ear instead of Hinanos.
No, he's laughing. He's enjoying that. But that's a good idea. I think we've been doing that for over 100 years. Sorry, I'll mute. If there's no more business, I move to adjourn.
Oh, yeah,
thank
on.
You.
So who audits the efficiency of the council? This thing has been going on, as President suggesting, in over. In the 2 years that I've been on this council, how do we know the efficacy of the other island? So coming together to listen to another island is going nowhere, in my opinion, complicated. So we need a standard. This is why I suggested an audit. We have an audit on efficiency. And I just want to say this from my time here, that I really appreciate Kea, all that he's done. I think he goes out of his way as a state employee. I'm totally impressed. I'm glad we got people like Kea working in this really sensitive area. So I believe that if we have some type of audit to determine the council's, not Kea, I think Kea is really, but the council. How efficient are we? So this would serve as a template for other islands, so they might know what they should be doing as opposed to what they're not. So, you know, when this thing gets realistic. Otherwise, it's just a session where we're just bullshitting, just blah, 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 blah. That's going absolutely nowhere. And so if you want to attract professional people, they're not going to want to waste their time. And so we need to have a council. We need to have a format that is going to attract people. And so this is why I'm an advocate that we need some type of audit. Even if it's an administrative audit, it doesn't have to have any legal leave attached to it for liability. But we need to know how efficient are we at this point. So I would appreciate that conversation start addressing something concrete that we can measure quantitatively and its outcome, so where we can see where improvement needs to be. It's not going to happen overnight. It's like the magic pill kind of stuff. It's going to take time. And to be thrown into the legislature, you know, that's another circus act that I would hope that we can prevent by being responsible for our own country, with the support of the AG's office and obviously with the Chip D. Thank you.
Mahalo, Cliff. Uncle Des did put a motion on the floor to adjourn our meeting. Can we have a second?
Second.
Who's second?
Radio.
Oh, mahalo, Scott. Call for the question. Are we ready to adjourn this meeting today? All those say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Any abstain? The motion passes. Mahalo, everybody.
Before we go, I really want to thank Cindy and Lauren and Hinata for showing up.
It was
a blessing. I mean, if you think Ted was impressed with just Desmond being there, he's really impressed with those three also being there.
I want to reiterate
that.
Buy me
lunch the next time they see you.
mahalo, our deputy AGs, for joining us. Hinano, it's good to see you, and our other island Ship D staff members and our council members from Kauai. It feels really good to have everyone here and, you know, sharing, and hopefully we can come and be there with you guys too when you're having your meetings and see how other islands roll. Thank you so much. Mahalo, everybody.
Yeah. Well, mahalo, my Ohana Leslie and my brother Ted and just everybody. Just awesome to see everybody here. Angela, aloha from Washington State.
Yep.
Thank you for this.
Hello,
uncle.
Hello. I got
Mahalo, Kako. Aloha.
Aloha, uncle. Love you.
I think we should have a state committee of one member each so they can talk. And, you know, you get Zoom now. It opens up plenty of doors. Have the state, you know, one guy from your committee, and we can talk about stuff and we can plan how we're going to attack the legislature. We gotta get there.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I'm wasting plenty of gas to get in touch with them.
Yeah. Elena, up closing, Puli.
Mahalo, uncle. Thank you.
E puri kako. Si. Te mea hopea ere wa hoi ia te mea whau wha ore. O te mau mea moa ta tato e whaahiti e te ia nei o te pura. Pure ia. O to parao no te parao mau, tai asu ia parao, I tano me tua, I roto I te pure. Maururu te atua, maururu e tini atua, maururu te aumatua. Ka mā lamalama o ke akua e ho'opuni mai ia kākou. Ke aloho ke akua e kipuna mai ia kākou. Ko mana o ke akua e ho'opakele mai a kako. Ke alo ke akua e malama mai a kako. Mā kahi a kako. E hele aku, ai he akua no. Amene. Maruru.
Maruru.
Arue.
Mahalo.
Arue.
Mama ua noa. Aloha, everybody. Have a good month.
Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Ahui ho. Even though you guys cannot see me.
We feel you.